KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 52 degrees, KSL's top story. Following multiple hoax bomb threats at Payson Middle School, the Nebo School District and Payson Police are stepping up security. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera with the story.
When asked if those threats have yet to be deemed legitimate, Sergeant Scott Hall with Payson PD said,
"We don't know whether they're credible or not. To us, that doesn't make a difference."
But what is different is how security has been beefed up at Mount Nebo Middle School and schools within the district.
We also brought in additional adult supervisors to be part of that.
That was Seth Sorensen with the district, who also said they've implemented new security software where teachers and faculty can communicate with each other and law enforcement more quickly when emergency situations like bomb threats come up. Reporting from Payson, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, after a student allegedly pulled a gun near Roy High School yesterday, police are listing all the charges that four students might face, ranging from firearms charges to making threats of violence and even failing to stop for a police officer. The four kids were allegedly flashing gang signs at cars when one of them pulled a gun. New numbers crunching from a national teachers advocacy group shows that if you adjust for inflation in spite of pay increases, teachers actually make less now on average than they did 10 years ago. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce joins us live with more. Becky?
Jeff, the NEA says the average teacher makes just shy of $70,000. Of course, newer teachers make a lot less, but adjusted for inflation, it's 5% less on average than they made back in 2014, a key factor in some people leaving the profession.
They miss being able to reach those students and to educate them, but they just can't make ends meet on their own without having to get second jobs.
President of the Utah Education Association, Renee Pinkney, tells KSL-TV Utah is doing better than we were, but there's still a teacher pay gap. What we mean by that, when you compare people with similar levels of experience in education, teachers make 72 cents on the dollar of their peers. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
With inflation remaining stubborn, the Fed has decided to walk a tightrope. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Federal Reserve choosing not to lower interest rates. Chair Jerome Powell says while inflation has slowed, it's still too high.
In recent months, inflation has shown a lack of further progress toward our 2% objective, and we remain highly attentive to inflation risks.
Powell also said it's unlikely that the Fed's next move would be a rate hike. While on a campaign event, former President Trump took the opportunity to slam his successor for high inflation.
We had no inflation. Today, your inflation's so high, it doesn't matter. If you make money, it doesn't matter. It eats you alive.
Financial markets are pricing in just one interest rate cut for the rest of the year. Arizona lawmakers are a step closer in repealing a Civil War-era abortion ban. Two Republicans joined Democrats in the Senate to repeal the law. The measure now only needs the governor's signature. And members of Congress are lining up behind House Speaker Mike Johnson after Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene announced today that she plans to force a vote on Johnson's removal. House Democrats say that they will back Johnson, ensuring that he keeps his job. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says he's glad that Democrats have come to Johnson's aid.
I'm relieved, as I think all of America is, that chaos in the House will be discontinued.
Taylor Greene and other hard right Republicans are angry at Johnson for allowing bipartisan votes on government funding and foreign aid. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
As the weather warms up, you'll be sharing the road with more motorcycles. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details on a new safety campaign.
The catchphrase is, meet in the middle so your paths don't. That's from the Utah Department of Public Safety, who is urging both drivers and motorcycle riders to enroll in rider skill courses, no matter how much experience you have. They say everyone behind a wheel or handlebars needs to share the responsibility of staying alert and know about safe practices.
Consider this. DPS says compared to cars, a motorcycle crash is 9 times as likely to result in death. Well, today is May 1st. Happy May Day, everybody. The month begins with chilly temperatures.
Well, this is a drastic shift from the t-shirt and shorts vibes we had just last week. The coldest recorded daytime high for May 1st in Salt Lake City was in the mid-40s, so it could be worse. And KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says temperature shifts like these are very common for springtime.
We get big swings in the month of May. It's a transition month between winter and or spring and summer, right? So we can sometimes get little blasts of leftover winter.
We could see highs back up in the 70s again by Saturday, but it's going to stay pretty cool outside of that. And if you're a gardener, take note of this. The National Weather Service is issuing a freeze warning tonight for Utah County and eastern Box Elder County. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Yikes. KSL News Time 305. Cattle herds in 9 different states have now been infected with bird flu. A White House press secretary says, don't worry about it. Officials have checked things out.
They are not seeing any concerns to milk or any of the cattle or the meat that we're consuming.
Agriculture officials have found strains of bird flu in the milk supply, but no viable virus. KSL News Time 306 now. First look traffic. Happy Wednesday, Ricky, midweek.
Happy Wednesday. Happy May Day. Oh, it's beautiful outside. A great day for dry Valley Freeway traffic. Not bad at all. We have those backups once again, east and westbound 33rd South at 20th East, and a crash almost cleared downtown 5th East and 4th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. Stay right here.